there's your history and there's your destiny, and they are two completely different things. Your history is what happened to you and how you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Your destiny is what starts to happen the minute that he comes into your life in power, and you recognize that this is what you've been waiting for all your life. There's an old song been rattling around in my mind in the last few days. You were meant for me, I was meant for you. Nature fashioned you, and when she was done, you were all the good things rolled into one. You're like a plaintive melody that never sets me free. I'm content, the angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me. I can't help but think that the Lord is singing that over his people. You were meant for me, and I was meant for you. The realization that we are actually here for a purpose and we have a destiny sometimes creeps up on us quite slowly. Our destiny is to be the bride of Christ. Our destiny is union with God himself. That's what he's planned. Becoming a Christian is not about going to heaven. It's about union with the God of the universe. Becoming one with him. And our training starts now. Our training for reigning and being with him. That we can say, one thing I've desired, one thing I seek after, and that is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever, to behold the beauty of the Lord. He was made for us, we were made for him. That's his divine and eternal plan. You can't odds it. And if you have any other plan, you're out of sync, you're out of alignment, and you're out of focus. And you won't see anything clearly until you see that you were made for him. He was made for you, and there is a union coming that will transcend anything and everything you have ever imagined. Some of us are going to get more surprises than others when we get to heaven. It's not about the people that are going to be there, but who he is. We don't want to get there, do we, and think, oh my goodness, I wouldn't have wasted my time on such trivia had I realised what I was coming into for eternity. He has something stored up for us, beloved, that none of us can imagine. And it isn't just eternal bliss, which is nebulous. There is a purpose and an intentionality with God. But now's our training ground. So how's it working out for you? You knew that would come, didn't you? God bless you.